Hey guys, welcome to the fourth episode of the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon and I'm here with
Nishan.
And we have some special guests today who are
Gabby
and
Katie.
And we're going to be getting into the topic of red flags and green flags. We're going to be doing green flags first.
All right, so what kind of green flags would you find in someone?
I'd say definitely if they have their own sense of style.
Like, what does that mean? Explain.
I feel like, honestly, like, you know, if a guy has his own, like, distinct style, you know, like, I can walk outside and, you know, my eyes fly to him instead of 50 other guys in the room, you know what I mean? Because some people just wear the same shit as everyone else, but some people really, like, when you tell they took the time to look in their wardrobe and stuff and put together what they have and make it look good, that's attractive.
What would you say is the ideal, like, fit?
I mean, like, it's nothing really.
Yeah, what's the style?
I wouldn't say it's anything distinct. I like men who are artistic, so the style varies, you know what I mean? Some could be, you know, fitted up, you know, with formal, like, you know, shoes, pants, shirt, or some could have their own kind of casual style. There's really, I can't pinpoint it. I'm serious.
Word. All right, what about you, Katie?
I feel like a green flag for me would be if he likes animals and if he respects his mother.
I'm not gonna lie, that animals part, yeah, that's necessary.
That's a W right there.
Yeah, and he needs to be funny.
True.
Yeah, word. And kind to everyone.
Yes.
Super nice guy. Okay.
And when I mean, like, respect his mother, I don't mean, like, those types of people that are, like, very clingy to their mom. Oh, and, like, the weird relationship between the son and the mother.
Emotional
and the mother
incest.
Is, like,
I hate it.
And the mother is, like, very, like, weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like those dating, like, mothers.
Damn near dating.
Yeah pretty
that's,
much.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, Alabama Central.
What about you, Nishan?
All right, word. So, kind of agree with Katie. Like, you need to be an animal person starting off because, people who don't like animals is just, I don't, I'm not on to that.
Red flag.
But I'll say another green flag for me, for a girl, is if she's just like, if she's kind, but she's not like overly kind. Like, you know, some people get like overly friendly with people. Mm-hmm. But like, if she's respectful, you know, with the other people and shit like that, but she's also loyal, then that's where it gets right with me. Because, like, you know, there's a couple of people out here, both guys and girls, who ain't loyal. And I think, honestly, it's really valuable. Like, it's always been valuable, but still, it's just necessary. But, like, I said the niceness part because when you're nice but in a respectful way, it's like, I would say, like, that level of respect, it shows, like, a kind of boundary. It's like, you know, I'm chilling with all the peeps. Like, I'm not a bad person, but, you know, I'm not, like, trying to mess around with anybody else. Like, I'm staying loyal to my guy. Like, talking about girls, remember that. All right, what about you, Luxon?
All right, for me, I have to say there definitely has to be some level of loyalty, some level of good level of trust there, but one very important thing for me is, like, she gotta, like, smell good. She gotta have a good level of upkeep and cleanliness. Like, she gotta have, like, a distinct smell to her. Where it's, like, when I smell her, it's a good smell. That shit. And I say just being nice, kind of what you were saying. Just not really being, like, too mean or too, like, abrasive, kind of. Just, like, a generally nice person. That's my green flags, I say.
Yeah, pleasant aura. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Anyways, what are some other green flags you thinking of right now?
Any special ones? Unique ones?
I think definitely creativity, personally, because I'm an artsy person. That's what I am. I love the arts, and if they have their own niche, like, hey, I really like playing an instrument. Here's some music I've composed, or here's this piece I drew the other day, or can you help me with this monologue I have? Oh my gosh. Like, okay, man, you got hobbies, like, and you're good at them.
I actually agree with the hobbies part. I completely forgot to mention that. That man needs to have hobbies. Like, he needs to have a life, too. Like, he can't be, like, really clingy to me. Because, like, it's like, if you don't have any hobbies or goals in your life, it's like, that's unattractive to me, personally.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like it just seems like you would be, like, a boring person if you didn't have, like, any hobbies either.
Speaking of which, like, for a girl, I think she needs to be, like, down, like, to do shit. That's not what I meant. I meant to say, like, she should be down to do, like, shit, like, just some fun shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, have fun, like, so, you know.
Little date things and stuff like that.
Yeah, just chilling, because it's like, there's some girls that are, like, they're always, like, kind of like, eh, I don't want to do this and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's like, respect boundaries, of course. Like, if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. But, like, there are also some girls that get, like, mad scared to do new things, and it's kind of hard to, like, connect with someone when they're not willing to do that. So I would say, like, I think that's just part of, like, that's actually what makes a fun person to me. Someone who's willing to try out new things, someone who's willing to like, just have fun with you. It's like, you know, because the whole point is that we're having a good time. It's not like supposed to be formal or nothing.
Yeah. I would say, I kind of like to piggyback off what, like, Gabby and Katie were saying. Just, like, she got her, like, own thing going on, her little business. She's not always, like, wanting to do stuff with you. Sometimes she got, like, her own thing going on. I find that as another green flag as well. And also the, just being able to, like, get out her comfort zone and stuff like that, and just, like, try new things. Because I'm definitely a little bit of an adventurous type of person. I like to try new things, you know, do activities and such. But, yeah.
All right, so I got a question. How important are looks? Like, on a scale of 1 through 10, like, how important do you think they are in selecting someone?
I'm gonna be real honest with you. I feel like it would have to be a 10. Word. Because how are you gonna find some, like, I just, like, if you find that person unattractive physically, then how are you, like, loving them to, like, their full potential, I guess?
I'd say it'd have to be a 7 for me, because obviously you'd have to be attracted to the person, but I feel like they could be the prettiest person in the world, but if they have a nasty attitude or personality, they're instantly ugly. I mean, you could agree they look nice on the outside, but on the inside, they're ugly.
What about you?
I would say, for looks, I'd probably say like a 7 or 8, nothing like too crazy. Like, she ain't got to be like Beyonce level, but personality definitely is gonna carry the relationship, and is definitely gonna help it go long term. Because if you can't, like, stand being around a person, then, like, how are y'all gonna have, like, a long term relationship at all? Like, personality, of course.
I agree with, like, y'all, Luxon and Gabby, not as much you, but you, Katie, but I'll say probably around a 7 or 8. It is important, like, you know, that's the first step factor. Like, but I would say, well, one, I'm not a model or nothing, so I'm not gonna have, like, mad high standards. You know, there's a basic that needs to be, like, met. But at the same time, I'm also willing to compromise, like, in certain situations. But also, I would say personality matters a lot at the same time, because it's like, I don't want to be with a hot ass girl and she's a bitch. Like, yeah, that's just not.
I want to be around you. I don't want to hit you. Like, come on.
Like, you need to be pleasant to be around at the same time as, like, you know, you gotta be attractive, but you also gotta be, like, pleasant. It's like both those things.
So I got a question for Gabby and Katie right now. How long would you say is, like, acceptable? How long would you say you'd feel comfortable to, like, start introducing, like, touch in the relationship?
I feel like as soon as I know we're both attracted to each other, because like my personal love language is like, well, there's multiple ones, but the biggest one is physical touch. And I feel like, honestly, like, if you're feeling me and I'm feeling you too, like, let's hold hands and let's hug. I'm a hugger. I hug my friends constantly. So I'm be like, I feel like immediately if we know there's something there.
I actually agree with her because, like, one of my love languages is touch. So, like, obviously, like, if, like, you like me, I like you, then give me a hug. But, like, honestly, what do you mean by, like, touch? Like, touch, like, touch? Or,
yeah,
like
intimacy.
I feel like then again, like, I feel like if like I like you and like we've talked enough to that point, I feel like maybe I don't know, I feel like amount of time can't measure. I feel like after communication, I feel like I'd be more comfortable, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to, like, talk for a little bit, you know, like, we communicate and, like, we discuss, like, boundaries, too, before anything.
True.
Because I feel like that's really important. And, yeah. I just agree with Gabby, pretty much.
Mm. Michelle?
Shit, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how this is gonna sound, but it depends on the person. Because it's like, there's some people that you'll be with that you want to be with. Both, like, there's some people, like, maybe the two different people that you've been with. One person, like, you got to know them a little bit first, and then, like, maybe after, like, a couple of weeks and mm-hmm. shit like that, like, you get, like, you get a little all the ooh, lovey-dovey type shit. Mm. But then some people, it's just, like, it takes, like, a couple of days to a week. Mm. So, like, heavily depends, but, like, as for an ideal time... I guess it would be, like, maybe, like, in a couple of weeks or something like that. You know, like, you don't want to be, like, you don't want to jump the gun sometimes because it's, like, you still don't know, like, what part of the relationship it is. Like, especially if you don't, like, you don't know, like, if they like you back, if you feel in the same mutual connection. But at the same time, you don't want to wait too long because then it's, like, what are you doing? Like... Because it's like sometimes it's like if you wait too long, you lose interest and stuff. Or like the other party loses interest. You know what I mean?
I have a question. So you feel like you can't have a relationship if you can't have sex?
All right. So I'm going to give you the honest answer. No.
Why not?
Because I feel like it's an important part of relationships. Like, honestly, like I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all and say, like, oh, it doesn't matter to me, because, honestly, I just can't see myself just, like, not doing that shit, and I'm still in the relationship. It's, like, you know, it's, like, a good way to bond and shit like that, you know, but we can be chilling, like, we can be cool, but it's not, like, relation type shit for me. It's, like, if you don't really, if you're not looking for that, then it's, like, it's not in the sense that, like, you know, you bad or nothing, but it's like we ain't cutting because it's just not compatible, you know what I mean? Mm.
So when you have a crush on someone, you think about, instead of their personality, which you end up, like, let's say if you're in a really good relationship and let's say it goes to the extent of love that you end up falling in love with, do you also immediately think of if you would like to have sex with this person? Because I feel like the connection, shit.
I wouldn't really say immediately. I'd say it's something that is in the back of my head that is a thought that's back there, but it's not like my immediate thought. It's definitely something that is thought about, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, it's not like I'm just thinking, like, at this person, like, ooh, I really want to fuck her. But it's at the same time, it's like, you know, it's I'm not going to be sitting here and saying, like, oh, I really just want to be nice to her and not do anything at all. How about you?
I mean, I feel like I really don't try to be like too lustful. I really try to like build a relationship type shit. Exactly. I'm not really looking for sex off the bat, but I do feel like sex like takes that relationship to the next step, and it opens like a new level of intimacy in the relationship.
It could be a reward or something like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta earn it, but it's like, I wouldn't find a relationship worth it if that doesn't happen. It doesn't need to be the main thing, but I'm not gonna be like it. Like, I'm not gonna be like it doesn't matter.
I got a question for y'all though. How long do y'all wait to say I love you to your significant other? Damn, it's just silence right
now. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
Is it any tougher than what you asked us?
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm about to ask y'all that right after.
I mean, like, honestly, I haven't gotten to that point in my life where I found that I felt the need to tell somebody that I love them. I mean, like, I feel like, I don't think you could love somebody that quickly in a month. I feel like it would take a year in thought, if you put it out in thoughts, because human emotion is way different than rationality.
Mm-hmm. Katie?
This is really interesting, because I remember when I was dating this guy, and then, like, a few weeks and he told me that he loved me, and then I was like, whoa, like, yeah, like, I do, like, I did like him, like, at the time I was like, yeah, like, I'm really feeling him, but like, I got scared because I was like, is this like too soon?
Yeah, sometimes it could throw you off
if it's and a little bit. Yeah, and then I felt really bad afterwards, like, yeah, like, I really do like you, but like, I just wanted to like take things slow, like fast paced, like if a relationship is going like really fast, that actually scares me a lot. So like, that really caught me off guard. But I would probably feel like I would wait like maybe like a month, maybe. I don't know. It's like a really tough question. I don't even know how to like answer that.
Well, you're not gonna like this question either then. But
I'm wait a minute. You gotta answer the question too. You can't be left out. I'll do it too, but go ahead.
All right then. I'll say, as for the one that I love you comes and shit like that, shit, I don't know. Like, I never really thought of, like, when I'm going to say I love you. Maybe within the first, like, maybe, like, within, like, a couple of weeks or something like that. I'm not, like, for the extremely long-term, like, long-term type shit, like, with all due respect. And I think it's more so because, like, I'm, like, one of those people who, not impatient, but, like, if I want something to happen, like, I kind of want it to happen, like, I kind of want it to, like, you know, if I do tell her I love her, like, if I want to express my true feelings, I want to do it, like, I want to do it in a reasonable time, because, like, I know a lot of times, like, beforehand, like, when I was, little and shit, well, not little, but actually not too far back, kind of, like, scared to, like, tell people, like, you know, and it's like, you know, it's okay, like, but in my, like, my opinion, I just want to grow out of that, like, you know, like, I've learned to be more assertive and all of that, like, not assertive and aggressive, in an aggressive way, but assertive in the sense that, like, you know, just, like, express how I feel, like, you know, be honest and stuff like that, and if I want to say I love you, then God damn it, I'm going to tell you I love you.
Okay. All right, I guess it's my turn. It's a bit hard to, like, quantify, like, how long till I tell someone I love them. Saying, like, I love you and, like, actually meaning it is, like, it's, like, a bit hard for me because, like, in my childhood, I didn't really hear it much, and I don't really feel like I know the true meaning of, like, I love you. So I'd probably say, like, couple months into it, maybe like a couple weeks in, but probably like a couple months, maybe like a couple weeks in addition to that, to say I love you and I feel like I'll really mean it.
All right, so back to the question that y'all didn't answer. Do Do y'all actually think about, like, doing someone when you see them for the first time and you feeling a connection or something like that?
Y'all feeling lustful?
Not the first time.
Mm. Not love at first sight?
I do.
You don't believe in that?
I feel like it depends on what kind of mood you're in. Obviously, if you're in, like, more of a lustful, like, corny type of feeling, obviously you're going to look at shit sexually. Mm-hmm. That everybody does. If somebody says they don't, they're lying. But in a normal context, when that shit isn't a variable, no. I think girls are like, wow, he's so cute. Because I think the first thought for anybody is, damn, he fine, he cute, well, whatever. You know what I mean?
Word. Like, how would you feel about a sexless relationship? Like you asked. Like, what if it just doesn't ever get to that point? Like, do you find it worth it, or would you say, nah, it's not? Like, how you feel?
Honestly, I mean, if it was the person's preference, I mean, I'd be okay with it. And if I really like them regardless of it, and I wanted to keep the relationship over sex, yeah. But right now, how I feel right now, I feel like probably not in this stage of my life.
Yeah, actually, move on. I do understand that it's like a personal question, like, you know, so if you're not comfortable with like stating that, then that's perfectly fine, you know. All right, then.
All right, I have a question for everyone here. What is the goofiest thing y'all have done for love?
I went on Yik Yak and I described what he looked like, and I was like, you're fine as fuck. I got curved, but it's okay because I tried. Because I found him. But I got curved.
Damn. Hate to see it.
Damn. I remember this one year, there was this girl. It was like in third or fourth grade. It was two instances. So I'm going to give you a double special. The first one is, it was fourth grade. Fourth grade, this girl, I liked her a lot. I'm going to call her Lee. All right? So Lee was very pretty, and it was like at the same time I just didn't have like the courage to ask her out. So you know what any like simp would do, like in fourth grade, if they liked a girl, they would basically copy whatever she does. She was vegetarian that year.
Oh Lord.
And so that Lord, year I was Lord. Like shit, I'm going vegetarian. And so like I was vegetarian for a whole year. And basically, like that's a death sentence when it comes to, like, school cafeteria lunches. So basically, I would only eat cheese sandwiches and sun butter sandwiches, which were ass. And you want me to tell you what the funny part was? Halfway into the school year, she moved. So I ended up doing it for nothing. And so, like, by the end of, like, fourth grade, I was like, shit, I can't do this anymore. And so I returned to the meat-eating lifestyle, pause for fifth grade and all that. And the second one is that, like, I think one time, like, I think one time, like, I told a girl to, like, I wanted to whisper something to her. Like, this was, like, same, it was around the same time. Maybe, like, I was in third grade or something. And then I kind of kissed her and shit like that. It was so sleazy. It was so, like,
how did she react?
I don't even remember. She was like, Nishan! And I was like, I don't even remember. I don't even remember how she reacted. I don't even think she told nobody. But at the same time, it was just like, damn, I'm never doing that shit again. Damn. That was just so, that was foul on my part. And it's like,
that was your Riz? That was the Riz at the time?
Yeah, I'm not fucking, no simps. Like, that's basically the lesson for today. Don't be a simp. Yeah.
No simping.
Even if you're a girl, by the way, like not enough people talk about girl simps. Don't be a simp for nobody. Yeah,
don't do that.
Like be your own person. You know, respect your own boundaries and also respect other people's boundaries.
Yeah. Okay, Katie.
I think the most goofiest thing I've ever done was probably like in middle school when I would have like absolutely no courage to even talk to a guy. So I would basically tell my friends that, like, I like this guy. And I would be like, hey, can you, like, tell him for me or something like that? It was, like, in sixth grade or something like that. And I would be like, oh, like, maybe you can, like, set me up with him. Like, that shit is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even, I wouldn't even talk to the guy. I'd be like, hey, like, can you help me? Like.
Shit. All right. I guess it's time for my story. So, like, this was, like, when I was young. I don't remember what. This was, like, sometime in middle school, like, when I was, like, decently young. So, there was this girl I was feeling a little bit. And then she wanted, like, I forgot what she wanted. But she wanted, like, this, like, little toy that was pretty popular, like, back in the day. And then I didn't know how I was going to get it because I was broke as a child. No. I didn't have money. So I came up with this intricate plot. I told my parents that there was, like, I told my parents there was, like, an imaginary, like, fucking school contest going on. And they just, I forgot to bring the flyer back home. And I told them that I needed, like, I needed to get a cake. And I needed to get, like, the toys, like, on top of the cake. And then we ended up. Me and my parents ended up going to Target and getting the cake and the toys. And I came with everything, like, the next day. And then, like, at the end of the day, I just gave her, like, her toys and shit. And then I went home with the cake. And that was the story.
And so nothing, like, nothing happened after that.
We're kids, bro.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
What do you think? We're going to get it in? Like, kids, bro.
No, did she even say thank you or some shit?
Yeah, she said thank you, but, like, yeah. that was just the end of the interaction.
That's
yeah.
funny.
That all that work.
Yeah. For not, you lied to me. Nah.
I was a goover back in the day. I was a goover.
I'm not going to lie. Nah, I can't say nothing. I lied to a girl just to get a kid. I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing. So, I guess we all chilling. All right, now, time for red flags.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty, guys. The nitty-gritty.
The meat of the situation. That sounds corny as all hell, but
hella corny.
Ladies, what do you find as a red flag in a guy?
If he calls women, specifically his girlfriend, his bitch.
Agreed.
Like, that's supposed to be your girl. You're supposed to treat her with the utmost respect if you like her. Why are you calling her a bitch? That makes me feel like he views women as, like, below him.
Dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm. Or when they call women females, I personally don't like that because it makes me feel like I'm reduced to my genitals.
Bro, imagine if there was some girl that called guys males. Like, I'm tired of all those males just doing that
stop,
shit.
Stop,
like,
you know,
I've
stop
never
it.
Even heard someone even say reference guys to males before. I've always heard it, like,
exactly
the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, for me, I just remember something. So, like, back in, like, my senior year, I had this one guy in my class. I didn't even know who he existed until, like, senior year. So, like, when he was in my class, I was like, oh, okay, he's cute. And what caught me off guard was the fact that, like, there was this one girl in our grade that got into, I think, Yale or Harvard. And he was one of those people that said, oh, she only got in because she was Hispanic. That caught me off guard, and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, you are this really privileged guy, and you're saying something like that? Like, I thought you were really nice. Like, what?
Looks nice. To see.
Exactly.
That's
facts. Anything else y'all want to get off y'all chest? Any urges, anything I want to get off?
Let it fly.
When you can't read social cues, like, if he says something stupid, everybody in the room is like, yo, what? And he's still like, that's so funny, guys, right?
Like, that's yeah. No, that's pretty bad, too.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just, but that's ignorance though. Yeah. It's like, you know, like for me, I feel bad. Like, yeah. Damn.
This is like really random, but like, I remember, this is actually the same guy. This is funny, but he gives off like a really good example. There was this one guy, I saw a picture of him in a hot tub with a bunch of like girls, and I just thought that was like super weird. Like, it just caught me off guard as well. And I was like, ew.
Alright, word. What about you, Luxon?
Nah, Nashawn, you next.
Nah, you next. There's no order here.
Alright, one specific thing for me is like when, I guess like when a girl, when she like asks for, when she asks like her friends for advice too much. Yeah, when she asks her friends for advice too much, like when she's like constantly like asking her friends and she can't like really make up her mind like definitively on her own, I guess that's one for me.
All right, for me it's like you know, like this is if the girl is like has a specific relationship with a guy and it's like, and it's more, it's like seemingly more than just friends. It's like sometimes, like, you know, like girls will have like the gay best friend, or they'll have like a, like they'll be cool with some guys and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with that, you know. Like, you can be cool with like some of like the opposite gender, like that's obvious. Like, but at the same time, it's like if you especially close to this specific dude, and you know he ain't gay or nothing, and shit like that, it's like it gets mad uncomfortable, because it's like at that point, you're dating her or you're about to date her, but you still feel like the third wheel.
For real. Guys know what's going on. Like, you know about free man intuition, it's male intuition too. Like, we be knowing. We be peeping.
It's like, that is a big red flag for me. It's like, don't be like that. Like, you know, like, just like, I'm not trying to be here as like a just for your benefits and stuff like that. It's, you know, just so you can like be with this other dude and shit like that. It's just, that's just not it, man.
Yeah. Another thing for me is like when the girl is like really like problematic, like everything that's said or any conversation that starts turns into a fight or a conflict. Just a bit toxic. I don't like that. I like nice girls, nice people, you know what I'm saying? I'm a nice guy myself, so I don't like no just really mean girl, you know what I'm saying?
True. Also, like, if he doesn't like have a life, like if you don't got hobbies, like, I don't like anyone who's clingy. Like, you need to have like your own life, you know.
You can't be a lame.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. For me, I don't know, like, you can't not have any goals or aspirations. I feel like I don't want to shack up with someone who doesn't want to go any place in life. Like, it's kind of depressing and sad. You just get up, work, eat, sleep, go to bed. Like, you don't want to go and strive for anything bigger.
Yeah, they got no direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, I'm going to add on to Katie's thing about clinginess and stuff like that. It's like, I'm not trying to take care of a baby. I'm with a fully functioning person of my age. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like... So I'm not looking to take extra care of like another child. Like I said, like you can take care of yourself. Like, you know, like, if I want to, I'm going to treat you right and all that, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with like, the extra nice treatment. It's just that, like, I don't want to feel as though I have to take care of you. Like, you're kind of just like a drag at that point. Yeah. Like, if you're being overly clingy. And it's like, it's not like I'm gonna do anything that would make you so threatened and shit like that. It's like, you know, just a sign of trust issues, if you know what I mean. Like, someone who's like overly clingy. Like, being loyal, that's different from clingy. And
Yeah. True. I don't really like extra, like, really clinginess, because, I mean, clinginess kind of like led to the downfall of like my first relationship, I guess, because like, the girl I was dating at the time, like, she was like really, really clingy. And it was like, she was like calling me and like hitting me up like every day. I didn't really have like time to myself, because like me, like I really need like some time to myself, like alone time, just to like recharge. And like she was just like constantly hitting me up like after work or like just randomly during the day when I was doing. I mean, I liked it a little bit at first. It was like, it's cool, we dating. And then after a while, it was just like, fucking hell. Like, it got to too much. It got to being too much.
All right, so I got a question. Would you date a 9 or a 10, but they're like, let's say we were talking about parents and like their children. Like, they're kind of like a mama's boy or like a daddy's girl like type shit. Or would you date like a mid person, like a 5 or a 4, but they're pretty self-sufficient? Like, which one? Like, you're sacrificing like self-sufficiency for like looks, and it's like a large margin.
I feel like I'd pick the 5, because there's no way I'm gonna compete with you against your parents. You know what I mean? Like, if your parents have an issue with me and you choose your parents, if they're clearly in the wrong, I don't want to be with you. I'm supposed to be your special person who is in addition to your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather stick with the self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency. Mm.
And just keep in mind that, like, that for the 10, like, the I'm just referring to, like, the parent, like, relationship as that specific flaw. So, like, I'm not saying, like, they're all broken as a whole, but that is the specific thing you gotta look out for.
Yeah.
So what about you, Katie?
I would choose the 5 because literally the same reasons that Gabby said. Like, it just feels ridiculous to, like, date someone. But, like, yeah, like, they look good, but, like, physically they look good, but, like, they got, like, some issues going on, so it's, like, what's the point? You know? Mm. Like, I want someone who is, like you said, like, self-sufficient.
Yeah. It's, like, for me, that's a daddy's girl and stuff like that. It's like, at that point, it's like, that's it for me. I can't deal with that. Like, to be honest, I can't deal with, like, overprotective parents. Like, I know how that is. And, like, you know, you love your parents and stuff like that. But it's like, you can't just let them get in the way of everything.
Yeah.
Like, with that girl, if she's a 10, that might just end up as a one-night stand, if you know what I mean. But, like, when it comes to an actual long-term relationship, which honestly I prefer over just a one-night stand, I would say, nah, it's not worth it.
I'd have to go with their 4 or 5 who's self-sufficient, because I like someone with a little bit of spine. I don't really like someone who, like, heavily, or, like, your parents, the parents' opinion obviously matters to you because they're your parents, but I feel like someone, if, like, you're really liking me, how you saying you like me, they should just at least put some effort forth and not just let the parents make up their mind for them. Just, like, have some spine, you know?
There's no control.
But, yeah, the 4 or 5, I'd say.
Because then it's, like, 3 parts for me. Then there's 3, like, things in the equation. It's her, me, and her daddy. And that's not a nice combination.
It's a triangle. It's a love triangle.
Nah.
Crazy.
I guess so.
I actually have a question, right? So, what if your partner had a specific kink that they wanted you, that they liked, that they wanted you to try? Would you do it?
What kind of kinks are talking about?
So let's see. What if they wanted to, like, you know, like, order you around, you know? Like, what if the girl wanted to dominate you?
Oh, dominatrix type shit.
Mm. Ooh, that makes, I don't know how I feel about that.
That's uncomfortable, yeah, that's, for me. It's good. Like, that's kind of extreme, nah. If you know what I mean.
Personally, I can't do it. I would try, but no.
Yo,
I'm just gonna say no.
I remember my, yeah, this was funny to me. My boss, like, now the apprentice for work one time, like one time he gave like a friend and I like a question. He basically said, "This is the perfect girl in the world. Like, ultra attractive, like, basically you love her to death and all that shit. One night she wants to peg you. Would you do it? And I was like, no. I was like, no. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a kinky guy. Like, I'm not into kinks. I'm just a normal, regular ass nigga.
I'm not trying to get belittled, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what if she... Let's tame it down a little bit then. What if she wanted you guys to, like... What turn it around on her, right? Mm-hmm. What if she wanted you guys to be aggressive with her?
Like
choking, you know?
She'd be cool with that? Like, she's mm-hmm. like... She's with it?
Yeah.
I don't know, like... I feel like that'd be, like, a little bit weird because I'm not trying to, like... Nah,
that's somehow less uncomfortable to me, yeah. But I still pushing. That's still on edge, like, with that, like, choking is, like...
I don't want
to
feel like I'm hurting someone.
That's, like, masochist type shit.
Sex is supposed to be, like fun. Isn't it supposed to be, like pain and torture and shit?
True.
I mean it's kind of, like... But she likes it. Like,
well, like,
I know.
I feel like you're agreeing with this. Where are you at with this?
I'm just bringing all the nuanced sides to the equation. I'm just like Hellraiser type shit. Just like being tortured and all that. Like, but nah, I don't think that's still too far for me. It's like I said, I'm normal. I'd like to think of myself as normal. Yeah. All right, I don't know if any of y'all disagree with that, but at the same, it's just that's still too far.
Yeah, it's just not in my character. I'm sorry.
What about y'all?
She's a 10, right? But she wants you to she wants to pour like hot wax on you.
Hot wax? What? No. Why does she want? No.
Why? That's kind of similar to my question.
Why does she want me in pain, bro?
The ones that are popular are usually the painful ones, which is weird.
How far would you go?
How far would you go?
Would you guys dress up in maid outfits for her?
Fuck no.
Oh, you mean like SpongeBob? That SpongeBob type shit?
Like role play type shit? Hell
yeah, would you role play with her?
It depends on what we're role playing as.
What are we role playing as? I'm not trying to be a maid. I'm not going to lie. I'm not gonna
Some weird role plays I've heard of are like some like those like
furries.
Those
like,
that's not role play, that's a lifestyle. I think it's weird, but what if like let's flip the maid thing? What if she wanted to be your maid?
More acceptable.
But more still. Acceptable is still some level of uncomfort there.
I'm just not like.
Why
I'm
is
not,
that more acceptable to you?
Because I don't want to dress up in a maid outfit. I don't want to, but I wouldn't. Like, it wouldn't matter to me as much as she did. But it's like I still like you can still just you know kind of like if we get in like crazy like that, you can just not wear the maid outfit if you know what I mean. Like,
but what if instead of the maid outfit, she wanted to for you to wear a butler outfit instead? Since that's more masculine.
Nah, that seems so weird to me. I'm not even trying to dress up. I'm just trying.
I'm still not trying to do that,
bro. I'm sorry. We gonna keep it like just normal.
So like you guys would just never participate in any type of kinks.
And it's okay.
It depends on like truthfully, it depends on like what the kink is. If it's nothing like too crazy or nothing like really like outlandish, then I'll consider the possibility of it, but the ones you guys are listening right now, I'm not really digging.
I've not found a single kink that appeals to me, that I'm into.
There's something lighter, like something more like soft.
Like handcuffs?
Nah.
Handcuffs?
I don't want to feel like I'm arrested, like, we're having sex, come on now.
Handcuffs, I don't even know how that works, but.
Yeah.
Feet.
Plus, what if she like handcuffs you and then she steals all your shit? Then
Cardi B.
Yeah. You're supposed to be trusted. Why did you choose a girl who's gonna steal your
what
shit?
They say head, bread, and leave. That's what they say.
Nah, but you've heard of those weird like fetishes for like the most like random parts of your body and shit like that, like feet or like ears and shit like that. Like I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like I mean, Nah, I remember this episode. It's called this show called My Strange Addiction. I'm pretty sure y'all probably seen that. This dude had relations with his damn car.
Oh, I've seen that episode.
It was a boy car named Chase.
Oh, Chase.
It was funny as all hell though. Like he just like I remember seeing the episode. I was busting out laughing. but seriously though, like that's kind of, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but yeah. I won't judge you for having kinks, unless it's actually
No, I will harmful. Judge you if the kink is bad. I will judge.
Like, you. Yeah, I was about to say, unless if it's harmful, then you shall be judged. But yeah. If you just keeping it to yourself, you just chilling and shit like that, then who am I to judge? You know. What about y'all?
How y'all feel on the question?
What question?
The question.
What question? The question about the kinks, and the kinks and all that.
Like, if a guy asked you to participate in this...
How far would you go?
I mean, like, when it gets to bodily fluids, then, yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah, like, pee-pee, shitting.
That's ridiculous. If it wasn't too unreasonable, I mean, I wouldn't mind exploring and trying new things.
Of the pee-pee and the shitting region?
Oh, no.
The monkey type shit. Where definitely you like, not. Where you just, like... pelt each other with shit. We were just talking about that.
Scary.
That is disgusting, bro.
I know, it is absolutely disgusting, but you brought it to my mind now.
It's inhumane,
bro. I would not go extreme with kinks at all.
I definitely wouldn't go extreme. Like, I'd keep it tame.
Yeah, I'd keep it tame. I'm not someone who has kinks.
What is tame? Like, just regular?
Like, I'm not normal, like, I'm not gonna be involved in, like, painful or bodily fluids or dressing up as something else. Like
that, yeah, I respect that because I agree. Like I think we can all agree. None of us are like kinky people. Like yeah. Nah.
Opposition.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'd say that I like is the farthest is personally I prefer submissive men. So I mean I like telling them what to do. It's the power dynamic that's interesting to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's you.
Like, so, actually explain a little bit more.
I mean, like, personally to me, flipping the narrative is interesting. I mean, like, traditional relationships are, you know, the man has control in the bedroom. But, I mean, like, I find it attractive and interesting for the guy to give me the reins and stuff like that. Obviously... being a submissive man doesn't mean you like have to be pegged every time it happens. I mean, like, I could tell him what to do. I mean, like, I could let him he could let me take charge, like, when we're doing the do. It doesn't necessarily have to end with pegging. I mean, that is an aspect that some people do like, but would I want to do it? No, not really.
Okay. I can't deal with the idea of pegging. I'm sorry.
that's terrible. In my life. You couldn't pay me enough for that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what my apprentice was on when he was asking that, like that question that I said earlier. Yeah. But all right. Yeah. All this conversation is just downgraded. But anyways, that's it for today. This is the Black and Bold Podcast, episode 4. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Here with
Katie
and Gabby.
Be sure to check us out on WHUS Radio, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, and
have a good ass day.